Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Amin Esir Muhammad, Alhamdulillah. We're calling in to the message of concern. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. We're very sorry for being so late due to technical problems. It happened that way, but may Allah forgive us. Oversight and forgive us our weaknesses and our frailties. Praise be to Allah. So I'm going to open up with our Fatiha. Bismillahi shaitan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. We will work together, him or the darling. I mean, Alhamdulillah, the message of concern is so very important to understand the hurt and the psychological dynamics and the spiritual dynamics of images and heaven images. Alhamdulillah, in our lives. So all praise be to Allah. Allah has blessed us to see this. And it's just a matter of us imparting this information to our young people, right away, you know what I mean, and let them understand, you know, what they see is not real. It's a lie in society. You know, because images and you can't see Almighty God, and it's a trick of the Shaitan, the Jacobite, the ungodly Jacobite, to make us think that God is a Caucasian, white flesh, and everything. So, you know, things that we learned when we was an adult, even though we may have known it when we was younger, when Imam Muhammad brought it to the fourth take, you know, he brought it out very good and let us really see it. And the struggle continues. The struggle continues to have understand the problem of racism and religion. So all praise be to Allah. I see 240615. I'm in the that look like brother, my brother Suja. So brother Suja, Alhamdulillah, we'll let you teach it. We appreciate it. Thank you, brother. Wa alaikum as-salam.
Alhamdulillah. Brother, I'm ready.
Yes, sir. Well, you're coming through loud and clear.
Yes, sir. First of all, I'd like to also bear witness that there's only one creator, one God. And I'd like to also bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad and Christ Jesus and Abraham, Moses, Lot, all those great men was God's servants. You know, God saying in the Quran that if the earth was populated with angels, he would have sent us an angel as a messenger. But the earth is populated with a human being, so he sent you a human being as a messenger. So God give us some strong argument against this big lie that was told. God give us strong argument out of the Holy Quran and from the Bible. Jesus said in John, the first chapter, the fifth chapter, the 30 and 31st verse, Jesus said, if he bear witness of himself, his witness is not true. But he bear witness of he that sent him. So Jesus never claimed, never, and no place in the Bible did Jesus ever say it, that I'm God. Worship me. You know, pray to me. Jesus said, watch me while I pray. You know, and it's a big lie that is told, and you know how they do images and how they do a lie, and all of, to convince you of a lie, they got to tell you another lie, and lie upon another lie, and just compound lie, lying to you. And so we are here with the truth. God say that he hurled truth at falsehood, and it knocks out its brain. He hurled truth at falsehood, and it knocks out his brain. So Shaitan don't, you know, he don't want the one that's going to stand up on God's truth and bring that to you, because it's going to mess up his game. It's going to mess up his thing. And Satan's whole thing is that he's not trying to walk against God. God don't have no contenders. Satan ain't never claimed that he can argue against God. Satan's thing is that when God said that he created the human being and he breathed his spirit into the human being, the human being became a living soul. And he had said that the human being, he was going to make him the Khalifa in the earth. He's going to make him a ruler in the earth, the human being, not the jinn, not the angels, but the human being. So Iblis, who was one of the jinn, he didn't go along with that. He didn't go along with God. I mean, it's funny, but it's real. He didn't go along with the idea of the human being the ruler. The jinn, Iblis, he thought that it was that he deserved, or that the jinn deserved, you know, rulership in the earth, and that he has more power, he has more knowledge, he's more faithful, you know, than this new man that God created, who we call a human being, and his name, the name, the identity that God gave him is Muslim, you know, and a Muslim is one that submit their will to God freely, without any compulsion, without any force. That's Muslim. So God is the one that named us Muslim. So we are Muslim, and we bear witness to the truth. And the truth is that God gave the human being and the jinn a free will. A free will. A free will in the sense that we as human beings, as jinn, we can listen and read the truth, and we can reject it or we can accept it. No, we can obey God or we can disobey God. And that's what's happening now.
Now,
you know, we have the power to do our own will. You know, and that's one of the problems. We doing our own will. We doing our own thing, and that's what got us in trouble. Jesus said, not my will be done, but God will be done. You see? And that's what's going to keep us out of trouble. You know, it's not trying to do our own thing, you know, but do the will of God. The will of he that sent me, you know. And God is the one that is the creator. You got two things as this. You got the creator and you got creation. Everything in creation is dependent. Everything. You know. And order for the human being to exist, he's not in an independent state. He's in a dependent state. He got to have air. He got to have water. He had to have food. He was birthed. He was born into this world. He was a baby brought into this world. He was taught. And he grew up. But the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one that we call creator, is the one that created this universe. The one that created everything that you see. You see? And the Quran says that God say all he had to say is be, and it come into existence. Be, and it is. He don't need a son. He don't need a daughter. He don't need air. He don't need water. You see? He's one that's independent. Allah says in the Quran, if it was his will, he can destroy this whole creation that we're living in today and bring in a completely new one, different one. You see? And he still will exist. If somebody destroyed this creation, you know, cut the air off or cut the water off, that's the end for us. That's the end for all creatures that live on earth. No creatures can survive if there was no water, if there was no air. You can survive. But the creator himself don't need these things. The creator was not birthed. You see, the Quran says he neither was begat, and nor was he begotten. And there's nothing, none like him. Nothing in creation like God. He has no partners, no associates. You see, God say if there was other gods in the creation, he said there would be confusion in the heavens. There'd be confusion. That one God would become a Lord, what they control and own over the other God. That'd be confusion. There's only one God, only one creator. That's what makes it so beautiful. We worship only one God, you know. And we ask that God, and that God is the most merciful. Most merciful, often forgiving. There's nothing like him. You see, and this creator that created us said that the creation that we will see after we go through this test and trial here on earth, said the creation that we go to, the new creation. If we survive this test that we go to, it's like something you ain't, that no one has ever seen. It's like something that no one has ever seen. said the fruit's going to be hanging low. That means you don't have to ask for no ladder to get a peach or a plum or whatever you want. So the fruit's going to be hanging low. You see? So that creator is the one that we worship. And it is that creator that Satan want us to contend with, want us to disobey, not listen to him, not believe in it. Satan gave us a false, gave the world a lie, a false idea of Jesus. He picked out one of the prophets of Almighty God, picked out one of the beings of Almighty God, the human being, and established one these nationalities that we have on earth as one of the family of God, as God's son. And they, all brothers and sisters, you listen to television and you see how they, you got some of these people that's acting crazy over Jesus. How they going, how movies, they got movies. It's projecting Jesus as the Lord, as God in the flesh, you see. And you got a human being putting out all types of songs and glorifying Jesus as God, saying that he is deserving of worship, that Jesus is deserving of worship. And Jesus said, don't call me good in the Bible. He's right there in the Bible. He's the only one that's good, and that's God. They asked Jesus, when is the judgment? Jesus said, he don't know the day nor hour. But Satan wants us to worship Jesus. Say that if you believe in him, you accept him as your personal savior, you're going to get your reward in paradise. God going to receive you in heaven. It's this kind of lie that is brought to us. And it's weighing heavy on human beings that don't know God. And if they hadn't read and studied the revelation, the revealed knowledge from the books, you can see how they've been led astray, how they often took false worship, how they've been oppressed. The scientists, many scientists, there was a group of scientists, said one of the main causes of mental illnesses is false worship. And that's what this idea brings you into, brothers and sisters. Now, you got to understand that there was a Jesus. There was a Mary, you see. There was a human being that loved God and worshiped God and prayed to God and did have a religion. They called it Christianity. And it was revealed in the book. They say it was the Bible. You know? So there were of Jesus, you know, and in the Quran, which they call India, in the Quran, they was questioning Mary about Jesus. when he was born, and he was in the cradle. They said, Mary, you know, you was a respectful woman, a woman that got high morals. What is this? You don't have a husband, but you gonna bring forth a baby. And the command said that Mary told the people that was asking all them questions about what happened, what's going on, and Mary told them to ask him, ask the baby. This is in the Quran, brothers and sisters. This is a book we suggest that you read. This is a book that God is talking to you directly. This is not the word of the prophets of God. The words here in the Quran is the word of God. They call it revelation, and revelation means reveal knowledge. Knowledge is that is already here, but it's God himself that reveals it to you. You see? So we live in a world, brothers and sisters, that is, we don't know who we are. This is a powerful world that we're living in, brothers and sisters. You know, it's not It's not nothing mystical. It ain't no magic. It's real. You know, God do exist. We do have power. God said he going to give us power in the land. We do have power. But right now, we don't know ourselves, brothers and sisters. We're studying. We're learning. We are applying the Holy Quran. The more we apply this holy book, the more we're going to know ourselves. The stronger we're going to get in dealing and standing up with the truth. You see? And accepting righteousness and accepting truth, things that is truthful. You know? So we are asking the people that in the range of hearing us that they check with a Muslim and ask that Muslim to get you a Quran and if when that Muslim gets you a Quran, we are asking you to read that book. And the way that we go into the book, this holy book, a book from God, when you read it, you communicate with God, and God will bless whom he pleases. If you ain't sincere going into this book, you ain't gonna learn nothing. But if you sincere, you're going to be enlightened, brothers and sisters. So it's asked that you wash your hands. Wash your hands. And say a prayer going into the book. And seek protection with God against Satan, the rejected one. And then you start reading the book. The book says, it's so beautiful, brothers and sisters. It starts off with Al-Fatiha. And Al-Fatiha is the opening. It's the opening. It's what gets you ready. And the way Al-Fatiha goes, I see refuge in God against the rejected Satan. With God's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Praise be to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the world. Most gracious, the most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. You talking to God. This is the communication you're having with God. And God is telling you what to say. And we go on and we go to what we call El Bakara, the helper. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Alif Lam Mim. The Quran says this is the book. In it is guided and sure without doubt. Now you got to concentrate. You got to focus when you read this. This is a book, and it is guided, sure, without doubt. For those who fear Allah, who believe in the unseen, are steadfast in prayer, and spend out of what we have provided for them, and who believe in the revelation sent to thee, and sent before thy time, and in their heart have the assurance of the hereafter. They are on true guidance from their Lord, and it is these who will prosper. As to those who reject faith, is the same to them whether thou warn them or do not warn them, they will not believe. Allah has set a seal on their heart and on their hearing, and on their eyes is a veil. Great is the penalty they incur. Of the people, there are some who say we believe in Allah and the last day, but they do not really believe. Fain would they deceive Allah and those who believe, but they only deceive themselves and realize it not. In their heart is a disease, and Allah has increased their disease, and grievous is the penalty they incur, because they are false to themselves. When it says to them, make not mischief on the earth, they say, why? We only want to make peace. Of a surety, they are the ones who make mischief, but they realize it not. When it is said to them, believe as the others believe, they say, shall we believe as the fool believe? Nay, of a surety, they are the fool, but they do not know. When they meet those who believe, they say, we believe. But when they are alone with the evil one, they say, we are really with you. We was on a jest. Allah will throw back their mockery on them and give them rope in their trespass. So they will wander like blind ones to and fro. These are they who have bartered God in for error. But their traffic is profitless, and they have lost the true direction. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. My brother Akbar is trying to dial me. So inshallah, I'm going to stop right there with the Quran, and I'm gonna inshallah bring my good brother on, and I know he have something to say. So we thank Allah for this opportunity. We thank Allah for blessing us with this Holy Quran. We pray that our brothers and sisters could get this book and read this book and apply it in their life. And we came to you in peace. We're going to leave in peace. As-salamu alaykum. I'm going to bring on our brother, Brother Akbar. Brother Akbar, are you there? I'm just asking is, do you hear me? Brother, I mean.
Yes, I'm making Brother Suja.
Oh, well, thank you, man. Salam. Akbar called me. I was thinking that he was listening in, and I was kind of turning on to him. If you can hold this down for a few minutes and let me call him and see what's at.
Okay. All right. Good enough. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
All praise be to Allah. All praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Thou shalt not make unto any graven images or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above and the earth beneath. This is one of the great lessons that we learned early on in the in our teaching on the image. Thou shalt not make unto any graven image. And this is how we found, found and discovered Almighty God Allah's methodology, you know, all praise be to Allah, that making images and in the Western world, making Jesus into the Son of God. Someone was saying the other day, well, some people say, well, he's the Son of God. Well, alhamdulillah. Is he going to grow up? If you have a baby chicken or a baby whatever, it's going to grow up. If a chicken is a chicken, so it'll grow up. It'll be an adult chicken, a father chicken, you know, alhamdulillah. So as a way to explain it, if you have a Son of God, and this Son of God is portrayed as a Caucasian, blonde hair, blue eyes. If it's in a natural order, he's gonna grow up, you know. So and then he's gonna be a God too. So this is a very simplistic way of explaining the hurt and the logic of seeing. God in imagery, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. If anybody else want to say something, raise your hand, and, you know, we'll let you into the queue. All praise be to Allah, alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. So this is Memorial Day coming up, and a lot of the brothers and sisters who joined the military or were drafted, this is their day. Alhamdulillah. Memorial Day, which is Monday. Praise be to Allah. If anybody want to say something, you're welcome. I'll bring you into the queue. And let you participate. All praise be to Allah. Waiting on Brother Suja to come back. Yeah, for right now. Praise be to Allah. Excuse this second thing, just hold. Yes, assalamu alaikum. Yeah, Brother Akbar and Brother Suja and Sister Daya and others have been holding down for a very long time. It's been going on some years. They've been coming home with the message of concern near about every day for 2 or 3 years, which is a great act. May Allah bless them and bless us all for this effort. All praise be to Allah. Racism in religion, racism in religion is a very hurtful thing. Racism, you know. I heard somebody talk about the other day about the number of slaves that were brought over from the time of the enslavement of our people. Goes into the millions. I heard this comedian talk about it, but he brought it home. He brought it home. Millions of people. Okay. I'm going to bring some other people into the queue here.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Yeah,
Alhamdulillah. I was listening to you, my brother, and which was talking about, you know, dealing with slavery and all that. And I said, wow. I said, why can't we, like, even doing the Black History Month? I said, why? I thought they were talking about slavery and privacy, you know, that we was in and this and that. I said, why don't they talk about all the things that we invented? All the stuff we invented and the doctors and lawyers and all that we got out there. I said, that's what we need. I'm not going to say don't mention that because that's the truth. That's part of our history. But tell the other part too. That's the part we need. That's what our children are missing. They don't know their history. They might even, some of them think that they don't supposed to do. So I'm just telling you that's what we should talk about. Tell me something like I said. You may have said, I'd do anything to help anybody that would build an environment for the betterment of all mankind. Alhamdulillah. Let me hear something about that. So that can bring me my memory who did, because I didn't know that we had the iron, when you iron your clothes too. I didn't know we had that, alhamdulillah. And the stoplight. That was great.
Right.
And the wheel. I said, those are things that we need to let our children know. They already know that because Josiah told me, he said, that ain't never happened. He said, that ain't never happened. And I said to myself, I don't know, he might be telling the truth, because if they gave us a 400-year lie, that means that their children, they was getting ready. They believed that lie because that was the lie that was told to them. They didn't never told them that was a lie. The first group probably did, but that was 400 years. What about the other, the second 100? They probably didn't tell them. They believed that. Alhamdulillah.
Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Thank you, sister.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, stop thinking.
Well, Islam, alhamdulillah. I just had you talking to Agba. Praise be to Allah. He said he was on the highway, him and his wife, and they was on their way to Tennessee and to celebrate her birthday. He said that she was 79, 79. And, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. I told them I have a safe trip, and they still traveling right now. And inshallah, you know, ask them to make it back. You know, don't go up there and stay. So, yeah. But Allahu Akbar, brother. Allahu Akbar. You know, we still alive. And that's what's important, brother. You know, that we still alive and as old as we are, I'm 80. As old as we are, we still pushing. La ilaha illallah. You know, Muhammad and Rasulullah. We still pushing that, and we thank Allah for a brother like you that has his financial capability. You know, like my income, I'm just depending on mostly on Social Security. And inshallah, I'm in the process of trying to put some pool where I can raise, establish a cash flow. I'm getting ready to try to sell some aprons. Praise be to Allah. We got two or three designs that we're going to have on those aprons. One of them, my kitchen is halal, and we're also going to have the word halal to the bone. You know, halal to the bone. And also we're going to put it on some of the aprons. It's all halal. All halal. You know, some people's, you know, they might use a little, they might do a little halal, you know, but you got to do all halal. So I'm just right now trying to get the product, find out how I can move it. And try to establish a cash flow, you know, and a lot, most of all, you know, told us, you know, even though this spiritual thing is a beautiful thing, you know, also removing all image of our worship is a beautiful thing, you know. But Allah said, don't forget your share of this dunya. So that's one of the things I got to remind myself. I don't got up until 80 years old, you know, but now I got to go after that dunya. I got to get my share. I remember the Imam say, you miss your spirit. You lose your spirit if you don't get your share of that dunya. You can lose your spirit, you know. So it's not wrong. Some people try to make it seem like, you know, you're gonna become a devil if you become wealthy. Some people tell you that lie, you know. That those people that become wealthy wind up being people that goes against God, you know, and unite with Shaitan, you know. They wind up being a people that can't control themselves, feel like they can do anything that they want to do, you know, and saying that's a big test. The dunya is a big test, and many of us can't pass that, the test of dunya, you know. Well, Allah says to us, don't forget it. And he said that we have a share, you know. So if it's a test, I got that. And it's the dunya. I definitely won't get into that, you know. I want to find out everything I can about that, you know. So praises be to Allah. I also understand that if I get my share of the dunya, it gonna give me power, especially if I unite with my brothers that didn't forget their share, or sisters that didn't forget their share of the dunya, you know, and we come together, you know, to do some great things, do some big things, you know. And if we let things stay the way that they are, you know, then we gonna be in bad shape. We gonna stay in bad shape. I ain't gonna say we gonna be in bad shape. We gonna stay in bad shape. We gonna stay in bad shape. So we got to go into business, brothers and sisters. And it's important that we discuss this. Our leader, Imam Waji Muhammad, said, if you do Juma, if your first half of the Juma should be glorifying Allah, the first half of your Juma. And he asked the Imam that in your second half of the Juma, you should address community needs. And that's so clear. That's understandable. That makes sense. You know. We can't live in this here world and don't establish ourselves and don't get our share of the dunya. We can't live in this world. Things don't went up so high now that you go to the store, you're gonna have to spend at least $70 or $80. You can go there for something real little, and you wind up spending $100-some when you come out the store, you know. So, brothers and sisters, let's figure out how we can support each other. And I'm going to be asking you for support. I haven't asked. That's another thing. I'm so busy pushing this here spiritual thing and removing the racial image out of worship, I haven't asked nobody to support me in some of the things that I'm trying to do, you know, as far as raising funds for myself, for my wife and I, you know. So it done came to that point, you know. It done came to that point. I got to make some moves, you know, as far as finding out who I can transport my product through, and getting my product to different places in the city. Because right now we going all over the city, we going all over the different states, you know. We don't. Our understanding of a community is different from the time that we were the Nation of Islam. Our understanding of a community is global. It's a global understanding. You see, so we got to find out what each one is pushing. You know. Each one is selling, and we got to find out a way that we can get their product. We got to do that, brothers and sisters. That ain't no joke, because God said don't forget it. God said don't forget your share of that dunya, you know. And we got to figure how to keep that money in the community, brothers and sisters. We can't let that money get out of our community. We can't let foreigners come into our community and take the money out of our community. We got to stop that, brothers and sisters. That's too weak. Way too weak. That somebody that's not even part of the community come into the community and set a business all over the community, and especially our brothers and sisters that are Muslim. Our brothers and sisters that are Muslims and they come in and sell pork and come in and sell alcohol and come in and sell and establish lottery, you know, and fornicate with our sisters. I know I'm talking strong, brothers and sisters. But sometimes you got to talk strong. You got to talk strong. You know, we got to talk strong to each other. You know, because this is real. Or else we're going to sit back and act like it ain't nothing. But the main thing, brothers and sisters, we got to do something about it. I can't talk this way and tomorrow I ain't did nothing. That's the main thing. We're going to have to do something about it. You know, so alhamdulillah, I pray Allah bless me. I got a couple places that I can go and get my aprons. I'm going to get some beautiful colors and things like that. I talked to my son. He told me something that I should put on my aprons. I'm going to put that on there too. Praise be to Allah. You know, I'm going to put it out there. I'm not going to put nothing cheap out there and think I can force that on somebody because that's my brother, that you got to get it. I got to put something out there that you will like. That's what I believe in. That's when I should have been going after this in the junior. You know, because I believe in putting out the best. I believe in being the best. You know, that's the way I think. You know, all the businesses that I was in, I try to put out the best of whatever I was dealing with. I want to deal with the best. He made the fruit when I was dealing with fruit. I picked the best fruit. You know, you know one of the things that Allah blessed me to start, and that was when I was cutting up fruit, and selling fruit. I started cutting up. What's the name of that fruit? I'm trying to think of the name of that fruit, but they wasn't selling this here fruit. I'm the first one to start selling, then they start selling it. And I start selling it in Atlanta. Mango. Mango. You go in those stores and see do you see any mango cut up. You know. But alhamdulillah, I might have been the first one. The first one right there selling that mango. And see, selling fruit, you got to get fruit that don't deteriorate right away. Some fruits deteriorate, like pears and things like that, they start turning black. You can't use that. You know, you got to get fruit that don't turn. You know, I was putting forth those different fruits and those beautiful colors, and I know the children like those colors. And watermelon, I can buy a watermelon for $15, and I can cut it up. And I can make $50 cutting it up. I can make $50 off of it. You see, a brother showed me that, a brother out of New York. Brother, I knew y'all would show me how to do that. I said, alhamdulillah. And you don't have no complaint from the customer. You don't have no complaint from the customer. That's the main thing. You don't want no complaint from your customer. Had no complaint. You know, and I got told that I was able to go in these gyms there in Atlanta. You know, you got churches that owns these gyms in Atlanta, Georgia. And there was gyms that I used to go to, and I established myself in those gyms, and it was so beautiful that anytime I drive my truck up, I have it in a big old cooler, a big long cooler, with ice down, and they see my truck out there, they be about to knock down the truck. To carry the cooler into inside of the gym where they banned the basketball at. Alhamdulillah. Because I always gave the person that helped me unload, you know, a fruit. I always gave them a fruit. Also, I sold a cut of the fruit. You get a whole lot of juice. And you don't throw away that juice. You know, you strain that juice. And you put it in a container, these young brothers love it. Young brothers love it, you know, and everything be ice cold. So I'm talking about business. I'm talking about business. I'm talking about getting some dunya, you know. And if we go and practice putting out the best and doing halal, giving out halal, the best that you can give. Brothers and sisters, I don't see how we can lose. We can't lose, you know. So alhamdulillah. Now, I'm a businessman too. You know, when I'm in Atlanta, when I was in Maryland, And Chicago, you know, I had a restaurant there, in different places there in Chicago. So I'm a businessman too, you know. Also four brothers. I was with four brothers. Four of us, pardon me, and we sold clothes and things like that. You know, we had hired an African sister to be this sales person in our store there in Chicago, right on 79th and Cottage Grove. You know, we had it going on. We had it going on real good. So then I had an opportunity to buy me a big grill. I paid $7,000 for a grill. You know, and that grill that I had, it had two silver pipes coming up out of it, just like the one that they have in the 18 wheels. Had two silver pipes coming out of there, and I made money off of that. Praise be to Allah, you know. So I'm not new to hustling. I'm not new to going out there selling, you know. It's that I just don't got older, you know. I don't got older, and you dealing with food and things like that there. You know what I mean? You got to get ready to do some work because you got to prep. You got to prep. You got to be able to cut up things. You got to, you got to wash it. You got to wash it. Oh, it's just so I'll set it up where it can cool for one day, and set it up where you can put some on it, and get the seasonings in it for one day. You know, it's a whole lot of things you just got to know. And dealing with food, learning the science of food, you know. So, praise be to Allah. We got about 12 more minutes, and I don't want to take all the time. Now, if anybody have anything they want to say, you know, just point one. and come into the queue. And inshallah, we're going to bring you in. You know, if you got anything to say. Cause I know we got brothers that's from New York, brothers from California, brothers from all over. We listen to this program right here. And they some real hustlers, you know. So if you have anything to say, we ask you to come on in and because we trying to encourage our young folk, you know, to go into business. Right now we're getting a directory. We got our sister Rashida is putting together a directory, and we're gonna put that together where everybody that got a business, we can be able to go in that directory and order from that directory. You see,
I see our brother 706 here, brother 706.
Okay.
You can say something.
Okay.
I really appreciate. You know, we'd appreciate it. 706.
706.
Brother Muhammad.
I know he hustler. Brother Muhammad, you got it, brother.
Now I just came on. I'm running late. As always, you know, it boils down to facing the reality of the most important thing in our lives is how do we please Allah so that he will please us by letting us put in deeds and actions what's in our hearts and what's in our minds. So until we get our minds straightened out, we can't act like that. We're not under the influence of the business of this world, their value system, you know, their products. Just like you said, we doing the reverse, do for self. We ain't doing nothing for self. No, compared to what our capability is and compared to be people who are blessed with knowledge of God and how to do everything right, how to do business right, how to put what Allah has put in under our control, the earth, the chemicals, the air and everything, and put it together so that we're given a good product that is beneficial to our earthly body and our emotions and our intellect, you know. And we got scientists and every all kind of people in different fields, but we just can't seem to get that strength, you know, to realize that Allah has created many types of human beings according to their free will. He lets you can ask them for their ID, and their ID card will say, I'm French, I'm Chinese, I'm Muslim. So we don't realize how much we really, our minds and our intellect has really been divided by the shaitan and by the things that he used in our earthly world against us. And we don't have enough sense to go outside of this influence and establish what is halal and depend upon people to understand what halal means, and they will come and get our products, you know. And even though they might not be Muslim or they might not even know it, but as they learn, as we've seen before, when they learn about the kosher, remember at one time the word kosher made people spend money that they didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't even fit in their own neighborhood, regardless of what their nationality was. They wanted to go get some kosher because they were trying to please Allah. They were trying to please and get the best food and things and best home builders, best building builders. You know, all they want to know is what do we believe in. And then they would try to gauge your sincerity from them until your deeds and actions tell them otherwise. So when we really turn our attention to how important it is for us to start reading and studying halal and haram, Islamic banking, Islamic courtesy, you know, on how and learning how to treat each other. And when I say each other, I'm talking about the Muslim world. Because we are far more apart from each other than we are from the Christian, from the Jew. We're more closer than them. We're more closer to the person in the street, the adulterer, the fornicator, than we are to the Muslim. But yet still, the Muslims are in control of most of the real income in the world on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to where we spend our money foolishly because we don't have the understanding of halal, the understanding of the five pillars, the understanding of one for your brother, one for yourself. So we just give it back to the world and give it back to the shaitanic people who are under the influence, and they use it against us. They done took our land. They done took us. They've taken our children. Now they try to take our belief in the law from us by sending hypocrites, schools of thought, making us think that it's all right to be a Muslim and you can sell alcohol. You can sell a cigarette. They really are trying to attack our real resources and our real value, our real value, and that's a worship in Allah. But we have to defend our own self because Allah has gave us more than the ability like he gave Prophet Muhammad. He sent 300 to go defeat 3,000 if they only believed, and they did, and they won. And when they had an influence outside the world interfere with that, then you see they broke ranks, you know, and we caused a casualty. And then they asked Allah for business and got back on the straight way, and they established Medina. If we want to establish our share of the doing in this United States of America, that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to quit depending on America and depend more on what Allah says, what is the best food, what is the best a mixture of earth and dirt and cement to make a better home. And making that good. We got the knowledge. We know we done built everything almost definitely in the United States, you know, and other countries. We have built the foundation. The pyramids back there, everybody know that if you had to use a skin color as identity, we all know that those pyramids, them things that have withstood hurricanes, earthquakes and everything was built by people of color.
Oh, yeah.
And it's still there. So we have the knowledge of everything. Like Allah said, we have the knowledge of every creation nature. And if we get that nature and treat it right and keep it balanced, it will help us worship Allah in the best way. In the best way. But if we don't use it and take it, contaminate it, polluted, adulterated, or fornicated, every 5-10 years, you got to fix a brand new house up. We got, just think about it now, just in the last 3, 4, 5 months, people all over the earth living in unquality homes with an earthquake climate that killed hundreds of thousands of them. Go online, tell me people that died in Turkey and in them floods and things. Behind having poor construction on the homes that they got because Shaitan and his people want to make a dollar.
Okay.
At the expense of those people's lives. Look at the wars that's going on. These people are fighting and killing each other, killing whole cities. But hundreds of thousands of people live at, you know, they sold under the influence of Shaitan and got the wrong understanding of halal. They don't realize they're doing haram, and they look at me. It's a shame what the human being is doing to him or herself and their children on the real side. When we quit philosophizing and intellectualizing again and just be for real, we will run to each other. We will run and say, oh, my brother, oh, Allah, thank me for me and my brother and my sister and my community coming back together. Now, if they had the old saying in the old so-called Christian world, one day at a time, sweet Jesus, we need to understand the wisdom in that. One day at a time, one community at a time. Let's get the community that Allah has raised up in the world to be a model example of business, how to take care of your kids, how to take care of the land, how to take care of the water. Because he's been doing it anyway, but our unity is keeping us from making the benefit of it. And we keep giving it to our opposition. Business, again, means what we said. We quit looking at the death. Business means the mind that is in constant motion on how to please the Lord and please his fellow human being. That's what a businessman does. He is responsible. And we waste a lot of time in business talking sometimes. It's by putting it on sheet paper and then putting it on deeds and acts. We know what it is. We had the Honorable Elijah Muhammad by Allah's permission to show us what a few pennies can do. We own boats. We own stores. We had land.
Oh, yeah.
Everything. And then when it came to doing it on our own free will, Shaitan said, they belong to me. They're going to come back to me. What? They can't do it on their own. You know,
yes, sir.
They, you know, and that's what we've done. And that's what we're still doing. And with Allah's mercy, we are working our way out of it because we're learning our responsibility of being free. So, I mean, that's all. When we take care of the business of worship, all the other type of business on this earth will come naturally, real smooth.
I mean,
real quick.
We got about two more minutes.
Yes, sir.
We got about two more minutes
on all of us.
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. If you can close it up in prayer, we appreciate it.
Oh, yes, sir. Inshallah. Yeah, we definitely want to do that. Udu billahi min ash-shaytan nirajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawm al-din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladina an'amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim. Walla dolin. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you on, everybody. And be safe.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
assalam. Alhamdulillah.